With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump travels to Alabama to speak to graduating students at the University of Alabama. He's expected to draw some protesters at this evening event in a state where he has much support. President Trump naming Secretary of State Marco Rubio as acting National Security Advisor to replace Mike Waltz, whom he is nominating for United Nations Ambassador. Rubio will continue as Secretary of State. In a video posted on X, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the new economic deal between the U.S. and Ukraine should send a message to Russia.
Today's agreement signals clearly to Russian leadership that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free, sovereign, and prosperous Ukraine over the long term. It's time for this cruel and senseless war to end.
The agreement does grant American access to Ukraine's vast mineral resources, finalizing a deal that could enable continued military aid to Kyiv. President Trump acknowledges his tariffs could result in fewer goods and more expensive toys this Christmas. Greg Clugston reports.
Even as he vehemently defends his trade policy, the president admitted there could be supply problems come the holidays.
Maybe the children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls, you know? And maybe the two dolls will cost a couple of bucks more than they would normally.
White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller tried to defend the president's comment, arguing that dolls made in the U.S. had higher quality than those made in China.
Yes, you probably would be willing to pay more for a better made American product.
Despite White House assurances about the tariffs, there's a cloud of economic uncertainty hanging over retailers and consumers alike. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Dow had 245 points. The NASDAQ composite up 364. This is SRN News. School officials in Pennsylvania make a U-turn on books.
Earlier this year, three LGBT titles were removed from the school libraries in Radnor Township because they were deemed to be too graphic. Now the school board has voted unanimously to restore the books, including Maya Kobabe's Gender Queer, a graphic novel that includes pornographic images. Battles over graphic books are sweeping the nation as parents have begun to learn exactly what kinds of titles are being made available in the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas lawmakers advancing a bill to change the language in the state's abortion laws in an effort to clarify when doctors are allowed to perform an abortion during a medical emergency. The legislation, which has passed unanimously in the Texas Senate, is the first time Republican lawmakers have sought to amend the state's abortion ban since Roe v. Wade was overturned. That was back in 2022. This is SRN News. Results of a Pennsylvania hospital attack released.
A prosecutor says an officer killed while responding to a Pennsylvania hospital siege in February was hit by police gunfire. York County District Attorney Tim Barker announced the results of the investigation into the hospital shooting. West York Patrolman Andrew Duarte was the officer killed.
Two-shot strike Officer Duarte. One shot strikes him in the left arm and goes across his chest. The other strikes him at the left side chest area.
Barker says the attack at the UPMC Memorial Hospital's intensive care unit happened after the gunman learned from a doctor that the woman he lived with had died after treatment there. I'm Haya Panjwani.
California's population has increased for the second year in a row. The rise comes after declines in the nation's most populous state during the pandemic. The population rose an estimated 1%. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.